Alright, folks, this is Jack Newtown, of course, and I guess we'll get into some stories. We can go to Ukraine and Putin and Obama and Obama, Ukraine, Putin and Putin versus Obama, Obama versus Putin, Ukraine versus America, America versus Ukraine, and U.S. giving aid and all this other great stuff, and Obama's not doing enough. He is doing too much. He's doing too little. He's doing a lot. He's doing some, he's doing most, he's doing little, he's doing okay, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, oh well. But I know everyone else wants to, me to talk about, or others, about Ukraine and what do you want me to say? I'm just looking at other news. Just looking at other news, you know, things of that nature, you know, some of it not so pleasant. Some of it's trying to, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I'll put it that way. I'm just looking. Let's see, right here. Rooney Mara's casting as Native American princess Tiger Lily in new film Pan is slammed on. So, of course, because she's not even Native American. I mean, at least, you know, but they've been doing it for years. I'm talking about the Edomites. They've been doing it for years. Okay. They have been doing it for years. Just like with Moses. Just like they done with Abraham, just like they done with Jesus. They put somebody, a white face, over a black image. That's been going on. Read the book of Maccabees. Read Maccabees. If you think I'm lying. Archaeologists know this. Historians know this. True scholars know this. That a lot of the historical images being portrayed in movies now are not the same images as they were in the past. So let's go into this news. I guess some people may call it tragic. Some call it a teachable moment. Here it is. And I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, making this discussion, but it needs to be discussed. It needs to be shown that there are things as a young man in life you need to avoid. There's things that you should consider not doing when you're young, because if you do, one mistake can lead to your death. And this is what happened. 17-year-old kid by the name of Joe Johran McCormick, J-O-H-R-A McCormick, 17. What happened to him was he was shot dead. What he was doing, he was in somebody else's home, 2:30 in the morning, I guess engaging in sexual activity with someone's daughter. That's what he was doing. How this happened, this is how it works. Let's get this party started, I guess. 17-year-old boy, Thursday morning, was found in the bed with somebody's daughter. Unidentified father was 55, woken up by one of his other children, who was about 6 or 8 years old, sometime before 2:30 a.m. Thursday morning, about a stranger in the house. So the father got his handgun, went to investigate, and found Johan McCormick, or Jaron, how they spell these kids' names, McCormick, in bed with his 16-year-old daughter. Here's the thing. Let's read here. The daughter claimed that she did not know the young man. Ain't that something? So McCormick and the father end up getting into an argument, and then McCormick reached for something. It could have been his underwear or something. The father fired one shot. Authorities said the teen was unarmed and died at the scene. Then the daughter admitted knowing the young man and letting him in the house. The father was transported to hospital after he complained about having the panic attack because he couldn't believe what was happening. He was just a father that was protecting him and his family. Let's read down. A grand jury will now decide whether any charges will be filed against a Texas father who fired one fatal shot at a 17-year-old man, young man, he found in his teenage daughter's bedroom early Thursday morning. As photos of the victim, Jaron McCormick, emerged on Friday, his heartbroken family said the least they expect is an apology from the gun-wielding dad, who constables say was on several medications at the time of the incident. Yeah, probably because he had heart conditions. I would like my baby back, but I know that's not possible. The victim's mother, Zakira McCormick, told KHOU 11 News, I have never felt the pain ever like this ever. I want to call, you know, I'm sorry. He didn't deserve to die like that. Well, you know, ma'am, your son didn't had no business being at a man at a man's house 2:30 in the morning like that either. But we can't change that. Because you raised a whoremonger. That's what you did. I'm looking at his picture. Got the pretty S curl going on. Cuts in his eyebrows. Got the little, looks like a little lip gloss going. Nice little earring. You know, metrosexual like. And I'm looking at his mother. She looks despicable as ever. I don't know if that's her real color hair. That blonde braided looking hair. I don't know if that's her actual hair color. I'm going to say it's not. And she looks disgusting, of course. I'm just going to be honest with you. She looks very disgusting. Looks like she's got some type of skin condition going on. That's not the point, okay? I'm not bringing the point. I'm just showing you. And looking at the father, he's on the stretcher because he had a heart attack. Because he couldn't believe that, you know, he shot somebody. He shot a kid. And then more pictures of this young man. Obviously, a wannabe playboy. Investigators say the suspect's 60-year-old daughter let the boy into the house. Of course she did. She's an ostrich. She's an ostrich. What do you think? She's an ostrich. The father told police that he was woken up by one of his four children who said someone was in the house, which is located in 22,300 block of Brickstone Ridge Drive in Spring. At first, the daughter denied knowing the boy, and an argument ensued between the stranger and the father when he wouldn't listen to the father's commands. Now, see there, that's the interesting thing. At first, here we go. Listen carefully. See, this is the problem with a lot of you. You jump to assumptions. You jump to conclusions. Almost 95% of you Negroes do. That's why you're in the position that you're in now. I hate to say that, but it's true. At first, listen carefully. I'm going to say this loud. At first, The daughter denied knowing the boy, and an argument ensued between the stranger and the father when he wouldn't listen to the father's commands. So obviously the father was trying to instruct him how to get his behind out of the situation. Instead, the boy continued. You know how, I'm just going to say, you know how niggas are? They niggas is, you try to tell a nigga something. I hate to use this word. You try to tell a nigga something and they don't listen. They keep arguing with you. They keep talking gangster talk. Yeah, you blank, 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 nigga, blah, 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 nigga. And then you shoot him because he was reaching. Let's read that again. At first, the daughter denied knowing the boy, the ostrich, and an argument ensued between the stranger and the father when he wouldn't listen to the father's commands. See? He wasn't listening to what the father was telling him to do in order to get himself out of this situation. He should have just stayed there and listened to the father's commands and let the police handle it. Okay, the kid would have been arrested for trespassing, you know, etc. Okay, he would have been embarrassed, humiliated. He would have had a little mugshot. He probably would have got it expunged. They probably would have said, just, you know, just stay out of trouble. But he didn't. This is the result of a single parent home, most cases, and the mother probably put herself in that position so she get extra money from the government. Okay. When the teen reached for something, the father shot and killed the boy. Authorities said the teen was unarmed, so the 60-year-old daughter later admitted to knowing the boy and led him into the house after police interrogated her, of course. It had to take the took Esau, the so-called white man, to interrogate this ostrich, this perm bush you call a vagina. Ostrich into telling the truth. Couldn't tell the truth to her father because she doesn't respect her father. She doesn't respect the father that looks like a dark-skinned man. She respects a man that is of Caucasian descent because she admitted to it. The father was being brought out of the house in a stretcher. He was transported to the hospital with symptoms of a panic attack, according to reports. You know, I'm going to say this towards Tommy Sotomayor because he made a statement. I don't agree with everything he had to say, but at the same time, I do respect his work. But one thing he said that I had to make a statement. He said when the father had a heart attack, right, that he should righteously so had a heart attack for shooting the boy. Well, you know what, Tommy Sotomayor? You had a heart attack too. You 37 years old. Remember in California you had that heart attack? So how you gonna wish something on another brother like that and you had the same thing? See there? You had a heart attack too. You could have died right then and there. You could have been dead, Tommy. You could have been dead. So don't say that. Don't make statements of that manner when you have dealt with the same thing. Don't make such statements when you say, well, he's righteously so deserved the heart attack. No, he didn't. Okay? The ostrich lied and the boy couldn't keep his mouth shut, which brought the end result. But see, we don't read between the lines. Instead, we just like to read headlines, not between the lines. Got another picture of him, young man. He didn't deserve to die like that. You're right. He didn't deserve to die like that. He didn't deserve to be in that house at 2:30 in the morning in the first place either, Mrs. McCormick. A news release from the Harris County Sheriff's Office says officers are preparing a case that would be presented to the grand jury. It is not uncommon in Harris County for grand jurors to decide if a crime was committed in the fatal shooting that may have self-defense claims or the legal issues, according to the Chronicle. 2008 grand jury declined to indict Pasadena retiree Joe Horn after he fatally shot two burglars in the back as they ran across his front yard. Horn made national headlines because he was on the phone with a 911 operator who was telling him to stay inside and out of harm's way. November 14, 2007, call ended with the sound of Horn racking up a shell to his 12-gauge shotgun chamber, followed by three gunshots that killed Colombians Diego Ortiz, 30, and Hernando Ricosius Torres, 38. Grand jurors in that case decided the act was a justifiable use of deadly force and did not constitute murder. The man had taken about $2,000 from the home next door, Joe Horns. So, you know, a lot of you may say, well, the father was wrong. And you have a right to say that. You have every right to say that. You have absolutely every right to say that he was wrong. However, let's look at reality. Let's look at truth. Let's look at what God says, what the Bible says, or what in the essence of understanding the laws, commandments, and statutes. This man, who's 17 years old, old enough to vote, well, what was the young man doing sneaking around someone else's home at 2:30 in the morning? Can the mother, can the fat obese mother, and yes, I am slamming her because she writes, what? Let me change that. No, let's not call her fat obese. Let's call her the big ostrich. The big ostrich, okay. The big ostrich, what business, I'm addressed to the big ostrich right here. Big ostrich, what does your son have any business being out at 2:30 in the morning? I see you have tattoos on your arm and tattoo probably somewhere else, which I don't want to see either. What business does your have doing in a man's house, a man who has a heart condition, a man who has children in the home, 2:30 in the morning, feeding his whorish desires, just because some little ostrich let this little mannish boy in? Doesn't mean that he's innocent. See, a lot of y'all say, he shot this innocent young black man. No, the boy was not innocent. He was guilty of sin. Now, the shooting part, I wouldn't agree with the shooting, but however, the father did try to diffused the situation, but the young man decided to take it to a whole new level. Let's read that part again, just to get y'all brains tingling. Here we go. Let's read that again. See, this is the problem with black people. They don't read. They don't like to read. And some of the white folks like to goad you on to your ignorance, and you go ahead and let them do that if you want to. At first, the daughter denied knowing the boy, and an argument ensued between the stranger and the father when he wouldn't listen to the father's command. So the father was giving the young boy commands, instruction. Because it could have been diffused. The young man he would have held the young man, told him to stay where he's at, and had the police. And believe it or not, they were calling 911 while this was going on. But the young man did not listen to instruction. This is the result of not having a father at home. He did not listen to instruction. That resulted in him getting shot. That's right. The boy did not listen to instruction from a father. And I would have said he would have just been arrested, charged with trespassing, would have been humiliated, etc. The daughter would have probably got her behind whooped, which righteously so. Or kicked out of the house, righteously so. That's what I believe. And that's what the Bible aligns with as well. And this was an era that has no crime, so obviously many people will say this was a break-in. I'm continuing to read this. I'm reading some of the other news articles as well. Let's roll down here. And here's what the mother said: "I will like my baby back, but I know that's not possible." It's what Big Mama said, Big Ostrich said. "A call, you know, I'm sorry. He didn't deserve to die like that." Okay. And your son didn't have no business being out there at 2:30 in the morning, somebody else's house, knocking up somebody's daughter. Don't think, do you? Let's see. Here's the other story. Her younger brother went to say, this is the daughter, the young girl's brother, went to say good night and saw 2 feet sticking out under the bed, detective said. He then went to get his father. Oh, so he was hiding under the bed. That's right, he was hiding under the bed. The father, who had not been identified, walked in and asked questions, but his daughter declined not to know McCormick. The ostrich. The father didn't call 911, 911, but the argument sure with the teenage boy. See there? So, he called 911. He could have just went in and just start firing whatever, anything that moved. Instead of the teenage guy, young man, listen to the commands of the father, he instead wanted to have an argument. Now then, daughter, which put the nail on the coffin, said she don't even know McCormick, and claimed to not to know the dirty whore, that skank. And some of y'all men are raising these type of the having these type of daughters in your home. And here's somebody, a neighbor. "As a mom, I just can't imagine," say Letitia Field. I know the dad was trying to protect the family, but he should have let the authorities handle it. Really? Somebody's in your house. You don't know who they are. They may have a gun or not, and you're waiting for the cops to come. By the time you wait for the cops to come, the family would have probably been face down, 6 pound, gone into the grave. All the kids would have been dead. The father would have been dead. The mother would have been dead. The woman would have been raped and dead. By the time the cops were gone, the guy would have been gone, and everybody else would have been dead. Miss Letitia Field. See, this is the reason why men run nations, not women. This is the reason why, I hate to say it, women need to shut the hell up sometimes and let the man run the show. Because they don't think logically, they think emotionally. Think logic. Somebody's in your house that is you do not know or you have not authorized to be there after hours. What do you do? Well, you gonna sit there and wait around and try to figure this out, or you gonna shoot first, ask questions later? Now, the father gave this young man an opportunity to spare his life by giving him proper commands so that the situation can be diffused. But that young punk did not listen to the commands. Instead, he wants to argue because he's a tough guy. The punk in the street will get crushed. If he got put in jail, he probably would have got raped the first day he got it, first day he walked in that cell. Supposed to, what, you think I'm supposed to feel sorry for this kid? No, I don't. I don't feel sorry for this kid. With that said, I believe the daughter should be arrested and charged with a crime. Because she could have prevented this by saying, "Daddy, is I let him in so we can have sex." The father would have probably just called 911, told the boy to get his clothes on and wait right here and till the police come. The father would have changed his train of thought right then and there if he knew if that little damn ostrich told him the truth. Told him the truth instead of lying to her father and saying, "No, I don't know this man." Now the father says, "Okay, you're going to try to rape my daughter. I'm going to kill you." Any father would have had that train of thought. You people are stupid. You people are morons. You people are retarded. You people are goyim. That's what you are. You expect somebody to do something for you instead of doing it your damn self. Oh, no snitching, remember? That's the kind of mentality we got. No snitching. Don't snitch. Stop snitching. That's why you let drug dealers run dope up and down the street. That's why you let pimps run through your whole family, your old family women of your mamas out there, your sisters out there, your aunts out there, your cousin, and maybe even your daughters out there getting pimped out, played by Mac Daddy because you refuse to do anything. Don't go tell me what this foolishness talking about. You ought to be ashamed of yourself for not being. I ain't feeling sorry for that little punk. He had no business being at that man's house 2:30 in the damn morning. And I don't care if the man was on 10, 15, 20 different medications. That boy didn't have no business being in there. Obviously, that boy was on dope. I ain't gonna argue with a man with a gun. I'm gonna sit there with my hands up still until the cops come. I, as a 17-year-old, knew this. I knew not to go to somebody else's house 2:30 in the damn morning to have sex with somebody. I knew this. And I was at the age I didn't have a father. He was dead already. And I knew that. By instinctively, common sense, I knew not to go to some old girl's house to have sex, knowing the possibility I could be dead. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at a news. Frustrated father bites off baby's nose, police say. Yeah, it's a Negro too. I hope they hang him. I hope they hang him, or I just hope they just hang. I hope they just string him up in jail, please. Wicked, wicked, wickedness. That boy didn't come into the girl's house to do homework. He didn't come into the young woman's house, her father's house, to clean the yard up either at 2:30 in the morning. No, he came to put some semen in between some girl's legs, and next thing you know, she's pregnant, has a child out of wedlock, hooked on the government program. The boy running after running, running down, running, getting run down on child support. The cycle continues. That's what we like. The cycle continues. Instead of breaking that cycle, we instead encourage to keep the cycle. Well, you know, we was kids, we do stuff like that. Yeah, that is when you learn it, and then you teach those not to do that. It's called breaking the cycle. That is like saying, okay, someone did drugs, and you see a younger kid that may be leading to that. You want to stop that child and say, hey, don't do this. It's not for you. It's not good. Instead of saying, oh, go ahead, I used to do it too. So in their mind, they say, well, this is okay. So when the next generation comes and they get older, they're gonna say this, they're gonna repeat the same line that you repeated to them when they was about to make a bad decision. See, they're alive, you don't think logically, you think emotionally. That's why you're pathetic. That's why you chose the president that you chose, Barack Hussein Obama, because you it was an emo and the Edomites set that up to bring an emotional charge on you. To say, okay, if we bring this half and half, this so-called African, he's not even a Negro, he's not even an Israelite, he's a Hamite, and y'all even and he's not even full-blooded. He's half-breed, of all, for God's sakes. And y'all celebrate this. And this is nothing like Trayvon Martin when things got sketchy, things could have been a little bit different, or Romare Graham where he just got gunned down the pole by the police. No. This is a young man who was engaged in sin, and it cost him. That sin cost him his life. Now this little ostrich has to live the rest of her life knowing that she had a young man killed because she didn't speak up and say, "This is my boyfriend I was sleeping with." That is all you have to say. The ostrich should have said, "This is my boyfriend I am sleeping with." You didn't say that. You said, "I don't know this nigga." That's what you said. If you would have made that statement, the father would have said, "Look, son, get your clothes on and you stay right here until the police comes and get your behind." That would have been the train thought. But that little damn ostrich, I ain't gonna say the nasty word, that little damn ostrich told her daddy, "Well, I don't know him." You damn devil. You damn demon. Some of you men are raising these demon daughters. Some of you are raising demonic ostriches. And then I think I saw a statement or say by some trashy broad that says that, well, they don't let them do anything and they don't let them be free. I tell you the truth. And now you got the Teens family wants criminal charges and shooting. You know what? I do agree with the family, but the charges should be on the daughter instead of the father. The father was doing his job by protecting his family. So if you want charges on anybody, put the charges on that little ostrich. Let her go to prison. She deserves to be charged. Yes, we're sick and tired of this foolishness. We're sick and tired of things being, this wickedness being justified by these whores. I'm telling you the truth right here and there. I know it sounds harsh, but it's true. Your daughter's a whore, sir. And then she lied about the fact that she's a whore. Ain't that something? And now you got the young man killed. Got the young man killed over a whorish daughter who can't keep her legs closed. That perm bush you called that what they what that little perm bush she called a vagina, she can't keep closed. You heard me. I said perm bush. Because if her head is perm, you damn well better as well know she permed that bush too. She don't want that bush nappy. She want it relaxed and happy. That's right. She want that bush relaxed and happy. And not nappy. You raising up these nappy head ostriches. And yeah, you're right. I am saying nappy head. You can get mad all you want. You use the words wrong. Well, you ain't doing nothing about anything. You ain't helping your people. You sit up there, you looking stupid. That's what you're doing. A disgrace. An absolute disgrace. Here's big ostrich mammy. Here's big ostrich mammy. Let's look at here. Let's look at big ostrich mammy. Here we go. Johann McCormick's mama slowly shook her head. As she stared at the floor of her modest spring home and cried. She couldn't believe her 17-year-old son was killed while sneaking around in a 16-year-old girl when he was apparently dating. She didn't know why he had secretly returned from New Orleans, where he was supposed to be enjoying spring break with friends for the rest of the week. And what business does a 17-year-old boy got going to spring break in New Orleans? Unless he's visiting his daddy. And she couldn't understand why the man accused. Oh, so here we go. The man was supposed to be in New Orleans, right? He was supposed to be in New Orleans. I guess his father lives in New Orleans. I don't know. Maybe hopefully his father does live in New Orleans. And he's and instead of being in New Orleans, he's back at home getting some booty. Yeah. And here's what she says. Why he's not behind. Here's what. And she couldn't understand why the man accused firing the fatal shot is not behind bars. If you take a life, you give your life. Really? Well, should that same be applied to most black women who aborted their children 14.1 million and counting ever since 1974, and 95% of them were unjustified abortions? 1% incest, 4% health reasons. Rape, 1% rape incest, 4% health reasons. 95% you just did it because you didn't want the baby. You didn't want the baby that looks like the father. That's why. You hate your people. So that be applied to the 14.1 million babies that were being murdered by millions of these so-called black women, should their lives be taken away as well by in that process? If you want to talk about you take a life, you give a life, tell the abortions that. We suffer. Why isn't he suffering too? How are you suffering? You getting benefits. Eating all the food in the house. You know what? Charge the daughter. Don't charge the father. Charge the daughter. He did what he had to do. Like I said, now if he just sit there and shot the boy then and there, and there was no altercation, then okay, then maybe you can find a reasonable understanding to charge him, but you didn't. Okay, now the teen's father, Sean Curley. And yes, this could have been avoided. This could have been avoided. If that girl, if that little ostrich should have said, "Look, this is my man I'm getting banged by," or however you want to put it. Here we go. I wish the father could have asked more questions. He did. He tried to give him instructions, dummy. You schmuck. He could have picked up the phone. Yeah, it's called 911. He called 911 while this was going on. You putz. I mean, what the hell's wrong with you black people? You black people are so stupid sometimes. Damn. This guy tried to give this kid every chance. An opportunity to live. Okay, you know what, Sean Curley, where were you? How about that? Let's start with you, Sean Curley. Where were you when your son was out there getting his nut on with these young girls? Huh? Where were you? Where are you as a father? Huh? And then you tell this man he should have asked more questions. You know what? Some questions need to be asked about you. Where were you? Okay, were you in this life really? Or what? Maybe, yes, no, possibly, okay. Were you monitoring your son? Yes, no, maybe, possibly, or maybe. Or were you doing the same thing your son has learned to do by you? Yes, no, or maybe. Huh? I wish the father could have asked more questions. What more questions could he have asked? He could have picked up the phone. Yeah, he did. It's called 911. What, to call you? Nigga, what you gonna do? Leave him high and dry like you've been doing for years. That's what. If it's your son, of course. Now, if you've been tested and they found out your son and you leave him out, you're a bum. And for her to say she did not know who he was, that was the most hurtful. You damn right. And that's why I say the ostrich should be charged for that. Here's what Big Ostrich and dumb gooseneck Negro said. He said both they say they want the 55-year-old father charged with murder and sentenced to life in prison. He has not been arrested on charging the crime. It wasn't an accident, Curley said. You don't shoot someone in the head on accident. No, you shoot someone in the head when they're trying to reach for something and you don't know what's going on. You got some stranger in their house arguing with you in a confronting manner. Yeah. Day to shoot, McCormick and Curley thought their son was still in New Orleans for spring break and all. See there, New Orleans for spring break and was not due home till Sunday. That was y'all fault. That was y'all fault. That wasn't that man's fault. It was your fault. Now, here's what the father said. For him to be in someone else's house at 2:30 in the morning is shocking to us, Curley said. He said he warned his son often to be wary. And you know what? Your son did not listen to that advice if you were the one that gave it to him, right? See there? Now, whose fault is that? See there? You gave him the advice. You told him not to do stuff like that, and he went over there anyway. Dumb nigga. That's what happened, and you got shot and killed. So. Every day, one of us would tell him, don't go by no little girl's house if her parents don't know you, Curley said. Thank you. But you know what? Your son didn't listen because he's a nigga. Just like his favorite rapper, Future. He probably was listening to Future and said, Tony Montana. Tony Montana. Oh, yeah. He was probably Tony Montana his behind his away. I'm looking at the little news right here. Patrick followed Cruz tragedy to beat Dewhurst. You don't beat Dewhurst. Dewhurst is CIA. That's another topic. Let's see. The couple say they try to teach their children to be cautious about the world. They try to be realistic about raising a teenager. I was a teenager once too, McCormick said, and I know what teenagers do. Yeah, you had a bunch of babies out of wedlock. That's what you did, McCormick. He just had big dreams, his mama said. Well, like I said, your son didn't listen to the advice that you was telling him. Okay. And it cost him his life. So you expect somebody who was protecting his family to pay for something that a mistake, an error that your son committed on purpose. Like I said, you get caught in the bed with a 60-year-old daughter in a man's house at 2:30 in the morning. You're playing with fire, people. I guess he probably didn't discipline his behind. Like I said, the kid should have listened to the father. Okay. All right. The kid should have listened to the father. And the kid, if I'm gonna tell you something, if the kid would not listen, and I'm looking at his father, I'm looking at his son's bedroom, Scarface. Was I right or was I right? Tony Montana. Was I right or was I right? I didn't even look at this picture while I said he is favorite up his future. And he got Scarface. There's Scarface right there. He's sitting on his father, very big man, sitting on the bed, son, holding candlelight vigils, which is BS. There's his mammy right there, the big ostrich, getting hugged by the woman. Yeah, once again, they're holding the white man Jesus thingy. Yeah. You know what? This is his problem. He had no business being there. Also, you told your son repeatedly not to do stuff like that, and your son didn't listen. So if your son was not willing to listen to you, sir, then what makes you think that he would be able to listen to the girl's father when he was trying to instruct him on how to get out of the situation? Tell me that, sir. I like to know how he will be able to listen to another man if he's not willing to listen to his own father. That's what I want to know, sir. And, you know, if you happen to stumble upon this radio show or stumble upon this podcast or whatever, then, you know, we'd be more than happy to set up an interview, sir. And I'll be glad to let you know, if he was not willing to listen to your instruction in life, then what will make him think he will listen to another man's instruction? Yep. So, but overall, I blame the girl. I blame that nappy head, perm bush daughter of the man who is in the hospital now. I blame her because, you know, you should have said, okay, he's my boyfriend or whoever he was to you. Whoever he was to you, you should have spoken up and said, yeah. But you didn't. Instead, you want to be all innocent and thinking that, you know, you didn't do anything wrong. Sean Curley says a prayer on his son bed. Yeah, more publicity. You're not supposed to pray in public, sir. That's his little sister. And why did they? Why they showing the 2007 one? They should show a current one, like they do with Trayvon Martin, I guess. Well, you know, and sir, this can happen to your daughter. Your daughter's 13 years old. I pray that you got her straightened out. Because she could be having some man up in the bedroom. And just say you were in that situation, sir. Your daughter's 13 years old, correct? And she was in the bedroom, got no business doing what she's doing. And you open up in there and say, what y'all doing in there? And all this other stuff. And things went haywire. And, you know, next day, you know, he's dead. Or you shot somebody. But you know what? Overall, the kid had no business being at that house 2:30 in the morning. That's bar none. The young man had no business being at someone's house 2:30 in the morning, announced or unannounced. It doesn't matter. He's a kid. I hope Obama does not get involved in this. I pray he doesn't. I hope he doesn't, because I got some heat for his behind it, and I'm not talking about no that heat. I'm talking about, just as far as words. Like I said, in the end of the day, in the end of the day, this boy had no business being in somebody else's house in 2:30 in the morning. But I believe he will not be charged. But I do believe, and personally, I wish this can happen, that the girl would be charged. I hope she'll be charged. That's who I really want. That's who I really want. That's what I really want. I want this young girl, this ostrich. I want the ostrich to be charged with a crime. It was her fault. It was her fault. It was her fault. It was her fault this young man died. Even though this man had no damn business over there at 2 in the morning. But it's her fault. That's pretty much all I got to say right there. And if you don't like it, that's fine. I don't care. I'm one of those against the grain kind of people. I go against what people would normally say is for. This is Jack. I hope y'all learned something from this. I will have the links, and hopefully by the end I will have the video ready and uploaded.